The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. We've all scoured the web for last-minute passable gifts, but you rarely find something unique. Gifts worth a thought is as appreciated as the gift. But you will at uncommongoods.com. Often handmade or made in the US, many crafted by independent artists or small businesses. Made in small batches or very rare one-offs that don't break the bank, though the best finds can sell out fast. It's our second year working with Uncommon Goods, and last year I bought a delicate blown glass sphere in an almost spectral green, and since then it's become a legit conversation piece for anyone coming into my home. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Mums, dads, kids, book lovers, football fans, gardeners, you name it, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas you won't find anywhere else. The phrase, the gift that keeps on giving, is rarely true, but with Uncommon Goods, every purchase you make, they give $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off that list. To get your 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone, and welcome back to our very first episode of Dark Realms for Season 22. Now, first and foremost, a huge announcement. Dark Realms will no longer just be looking at places or spaces which are renowned for being spooky or having ghosts within. We're expanding our reach out to look at places that maybe there have been famous cases, even stretching out further to look at legends such as the Banshee and see why these things are so prevalent when we, as the general public, take a peek into the paranormal. Also, I'm delighted to announce that from next week, we will be relaunching the video edition of Dark Realms. So if you're not already subscribed to the Dark Realms YouTube channel, head over to youtube.com/darkparanormal. And there you can subscribe and be ready for when those videos hit. And of course, a very quick plug for our wonderful Patreons who keep everything going and literally keep this show alive. If you wish to become a Patreon member, now's the time to do so. We're offering a free week at the highest tier, which gets you not only early access and ad-free access to everything on the main feed, but also access to a Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites, and some new changes which will be coming up over the next month. Simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal or click the link in the show notes. Now, which dark realm are we going to enter for our first dark realm of this season? Well, it seems quite fitting that I'm recording this on Halloween, and Halloween is not only the launch of season 22 of The Dark Paranormal, it's also the launch of season 1 of our Spanish franchise with Ana Oscuridad Paranormal. And with that show being out approximately 10 hours at this point, I had a quick scan and it's already sitting at number 42 in the Spanish personal journal charts, which is an absolute testament to Ana and how she's putting across the trilogy of Kinnar, which you will recall from our earlier seasons of The Dark Paranormal. So, all the best to Ana, and let's hope she continues this wonderful trajectory she started with. And so, for today, in honor of Ana and her success, we're heading to Mexico. More specifically, the haunted house of La Zacatecana. In the heart of Santiago de Querétaro, Mexico, stands a grand colonial mansion known as Casa de la Zacatecana. By day, it's a beautiful museum filled with antiques and art, but by night, it's said to be one of the most cursed houses in the region. A place where three restless spirits linger, bound by betrayal, blood, and revenge. Our story begins in the mid-1800s. A wealthy couple from Zacatecas move into this house. A proud husband, a prosperous mine owner, and his striking wife, known only as La Zacatecana. While her husband would be away on business, rumors spread that she'd taken a lover. And when her husband returned, those whispers became deadly truth. It said she hired her lover to kill her husband, promising wealth, abundance, and affection in return. The deed was done. The husband was murdered and buried somewhere beneath the house. However, soon after, the widow betrayed the very man who helped her. She murdered the killer, hiding his body beside her husband's in the cellar or the stables. Weeks later, justice, or maybe fate, found her. The lady of the house was discovered stabbed to death near the fountain outside the mansion. The murderer was never found. Some say the ghosts of her victims had took their revenge. When the townspeople heard of the crimes, they dragged her lifeless body to a window and they hung it there for all to see, declaring that no evil should remain hidden. And from that moment on, no one dared live in the house. Neighbors would swear they would see flickering lights in empty windows, her moans and footsteps echoing through the rooms long after midnight. And so, it's against this backdrop we take a look at the three most horrific and famous ghosts of La Casa Zacatecana. And it seems rather apt that we begin our first look into one of these specters at the very person who caused such vengeful murder in the first place, that being the lady in white. Because the very first ghost we will take a look at that haunts this phenomenally dark place is the woman herself. The murderous wife, doomed to remain in that house that she defiled with blood. Both visitors and staff alike speak of her as a cold, furious presence. And many have claimed to see a pale woman dressed in a long white gown gliding silently across the upper balcony, or appearing in mirrors when no one else is around to corroborate the story. They say her face is twisted with both sorrow and hate. Some nights, people outside the building will notice a woman's face peering down from an upstairs window. That same window where her dead body once hung. Museum guides try to stay away from the paranormal features of the residence, and they will say to guests it's a trick of the light. But locals know better. They call it El Enigma, the soul that cannot rest. One visitor recalls, "I was staring at the painting in her bedroom when the lights dimmed. Behind me, I heard a whisper, a low woman's sharp voice, saying, 'Murderer.' It froze my blood, and when I turned, there was no one there. Yet the air was icy and heavy with the scent of perfume." It said that in her room alone, hanging around the walls are 50 crucifixes, solely there to keep her spirit contained. However, if you still walk those halls alone, you may still feel her eyes watching, waiting. Next, we will take a look at the betrayed husband, a man who returned home expecting to find love and only found treachery. Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to Mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off. Let's have a quick break to talk about those wonderful people at Happy Mammoth. You'll have heard me talking previously about Hormone Harmony, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Well, now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating or gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer. It helps support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results, so you can feel like yourself again. A friend of mine was struggling with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and since adding prebiotic collagen protein, she's noticed a real lift in her energy and overall well-being. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. You know, this holiday season, comfort isn't about finding more hustle. It's about slowing down, finding calm amidst the chaos, and creating a home that truly restores you. And that's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in, because you can create your own natural holiday oasis, because Avocado transforms your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat with their products made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Every Avocado product is thoughtfully made with the planet and you in mind, and you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you're bringing into your home. And there are easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Our second spirit that we will take a look at is indeed the murdered husband. His ghost is said to be gentler than hers, but infinitely sadder. He wanders through corridors and courtyards at night, a dim shadow in old-fashioned clothes, head bowed as though still searching for the wife he once knew as his only love, who betrayed him. People describe hearing soft sobbing or sighs near the stables, allegedly where his body was buried. an old caretaker once confessed. Every night at 2 a.m, the doors just rattle, and I hear heavy steps walking towards the courtyard. I go to look, but no one's ever there. Just the smell of damp earth. Unlike the vengeful lady, this ghost seems completely lost, trapped by grief. Some visitors even burst into tears at his presence. They're overcome by sorrow, a sorrow they can't explain. Others report sudden drops in temperature, or the sound of faint weeping coming from rooms that should be silent. They say he cannot rest because the woman he loved was the same person that sent him to his grave, and because his bones still lie beneath the very home he built for her. One can only imagine the eternal heartbreak, treachery, and absolute despair that spirit feels. And certainly, if anyone of an emotional disposition is in the area when he arrives, it's not a surprise to hear people break down in tears. But from this heartbroken, grief-stricken spirit, we move on to our final spirit, that of the murdered lover. And this third ghost is perhaps the most terrifying. The lover became killer, and then victim. He was a servant or stable hand, young and desperate for money or love or both. When he agreed to kill the husband, he thought he'd earned the widow's trust and devotion. Instead, he earned her knife. His spirit is said to be filled with confusion and fury. A man betrayed twice in one short lifetime. His presence is marked by sudden gusts of cold air, the faint jingle of metal, or a shadow that moves even when there's no light. Security guards claim they hear growls or footsteps behind them when locking up, turning around to find an empty hallway. A paranormal investigator once recorded in the stables and later played the audio back. Among the static, a whisper cut through clearly. Vete. Leave. Another visitor said she felt someone grip her shoulder hard enough to bruise, though she was stood alone. The museum later found objects overturned in that same room, as if something unseen had thrown them in rage. They say this ghost sometimes reenacts the murder. Figures of shadows flickering across the walls, one stabbing, one watching. Be it a trick of the imagination or the curse replaying itself for eternity, very few dare to linger once they've seen it. And together, these three spirits form the unholy triangle that keeps the Casa de la Satacana one of the most infamous and dark houses in Mexico, shrouded in mystery, myth, and horror. The vengeful wife, the betrayed husband, and the murdered lover, all bound, shackled even, to the house by the same sin. Locals call it La Casa de los Espantos, the House of Haunts. Some say the air inside feels thick, charged with old hatred, old regret. Others claim that if you walk its halls after sunset, you'll still hear faint whispers of an argument, the sounds of a struggle, and then silence. Sometimes followed by a single echoing scream. Today, the house stands open as a museum, its rooms filled with beautiful colonial furniture and flickering candles. But those who know its real history say that beauty is just a mask, because beneath the polished floors and painted ceilings, lies the restless weight of the dead. And if you are ever fortunate or unfortunate enough to visit this lovely, beautiful house, take a look at the second floor window. And if you see a pale face staring back at you, do not wave. Do not look twice. Some visitors say that once La Sacatacana knows you've seen her, she follows you home. And that is why, even today, after the last visitors leave and the doors are locked behind them, the tour guides will whisper a silent prayer before making sure everything is locked up. Because in that house, the dead truly never left, unless they choose to leave with you. Sometimes a dark realm may seem like a fun place to go and visit, and undoubtedly you would leave maybe with a trinket from the gift shop. But this dark realm, you may leave that place with something you never ever dreamed of. And I mean that in the most negative and dark way possible. So, until next week, when we enter another dark realm, be that a place, a legend, a myth, or indeed a famous historical case, stay safe and take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.